Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, as we pick back up in our study in Luke, today, beginning in Luke chapter 20 and verse 27, we're in the midst of what I'll call a question parade in this final week of Christ leading up to the cross. Chief priests, scribes, and elders came asking by what authority he did the things that he was doing in chapter 20 and verse 2. Jesus countered with a question of his own, which they chose not to even attempt to answer. Then, after Jesus shares a convicting parable about them, the scribes and Pharisees send spies to ask Jesus a trap question regarding paying tribute to Caesar. Jesus answered in a way that left them speechless. So, now what? How about a different group joins the question parade? Here come a group called the Sadducees. This is a group that I don't believe has made an appearance yet in Luke's Gospel, but Matthew records them coming to John the Baptist with the Pharisees in Matthew 3 and verse 7. At any rate, let's hear what their question is for Jesus by reading Luke chapter 20 and verses 27 through 40. There came to him some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they cannot die any more, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any question. You know, I've heard it said that Sadducees were sad, you see, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. A little preacher joke there, free of charge for you, but it is true, the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. It's also said that they didn't believe in angels, spirits, or immortality either. And so you might have noticed that Jesus not only discussed resurrection as a real thing in his response, but also angels. But this outrageous hypothetical question actually opened a window to an aspect of heaven shared by Jesus. And so while hypothetically this widow married all seven brothers while on earth, it wouldn't matter in heaven, as it appears Jesus is saying marriage isn't an institution in heaven. Perhaps that bothers you to think about it that way, but consider the fact that heaven is a place like nowhere else, and we will be in the presence of one who is like no one else. Will we be aware of who each other are in heaven? Well, the rich man from the story of the rich man and Lazarus was still well aware of his brothers being still alive while he was in torment, but we also know that heaven will be a place with no sorrow and tears. But besides all of that, the overarching points that Jesus makes is that the resurrection of the dead is real. Jesus was going to be Exhibit A in only a matter of days. But on the day of his return, all the faithful Christians who have gone on before will rise again, as you can read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. What Jesus makes clear is that God is the God of the living. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God created life, he preserves life, and he offers life eternal to all who will trust and serve him daily in this life. Indeed, Jesus has spoken well, sharing just a glimpse of what eternity in heaven will be like. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.